And there you had Haywood Banks giving you Pretending I'm Not Home. And guess what? I'm in the studio with Haywood Banks. Good afternoon, Haywood.
Hey, good afternoon.
I hear you're playing somewhere tonight and tomorrow. Where is
that? I am at Joker's Comedy Club. No, not Joker. I'm sorry.
You're Joker's. At Wiley's.
I'm at Wiley's Comedy Club. Joker's is long gone.
Okay.
But I'm at Wiley's through tonight and tomorrow night.
And also in the studio right now, I have my good friend Cindy Funk, and that's for moral support, Haywood.
Funk! Cindy Funk! Wow!
Haywood, you were telling me you had a St. Patrick's Day song
that
you were going to play for Cindy?
There we go. This is, I may mess up in the middle of it, but... Hang on. Here we go. St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. St. Patrick drove the snakes all away. In the night I wake and wonder why he drove the snake. Until the answer comes to me. Just as the dawn doth break. Snakes can't drive stick. They can't handle no four on the floor. Snakes can't drive stick. They didn't have automatics in the days of yore. They can sidle, they can slither, they can wriggle and ride. But when it comes to driving stick, you need a saint to drive. I tell you this, snakes can't drive stick. Well, you might take a garter to the hardware store to pick them up a bucket of paint. When it comes to driving dolly out of the country, that, my friend, it takes a real saint. They're good at boots and belts and boa constriction, but the part about them driving is a work of fiction. Tell me this, snakes can't drive stick. Bow, 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 park. They're just a-hanging around. Reverse, they're gonna back it on down. Slipping into drive, getting ready to pass, with a fang on the wheel and a rattle on the gas. They're good at getting charmed and biting fundamentalists, but so part about them driving's really not that ridiculous. Tell me this, snakes can't drive stick. Well, Ireland's only 165 miles square, not very big, I'd say. Most miles you drive is 82.5. Evidently, people are out more easily impressed. In the good old days, they're good at swallowing poodles and offering apples. But the part about them driving is a pile of crap. I'll tell you this, snakes can't drive stick. Bow, 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 park. They're just a-hanging around. Reverse, they're gonna back it on down. Slipping into drive, getting ready to pass. With a bang on the wheel and a rattle on the gas. They're good at wagging their tongue and hissing and hexing. But behind the wheel, they all would crash from driving and texting. Tell me this, snakes can't drive. S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-L-O-L. Ah!
There you go. Cindy, what did you think of that song?
I think that was perfect. Thank you, Haywood.
Well, a lot of people have the question about, you know, why he drove the snakes. You know, now you know.
Didn't like them.
Yeah.
You never knew.
Well, they couldn't drive stick. Someone had to drive.
You got something else you want to play for us?
Something like quickly get the taste of that out of your mouth?
No.
Here's a little blues song here. Sorry, I'm just first time out of the case today for the guitar. Here we go. Animals were a mess. Turkey was trouble. Didn't feel like getting dressed. Cow and goat both showed an intolerant attitude. They was in a bad mood. Goat was getting grumpy. Dog's paw had lost his grip. The horse was froggy, the froggy was horse, and the chickens bit their lips. The sheep was feeling sheepish, little lamb was lost. The hog, he wrote a goodbye note, smeared himself with barbecue sauce. They was in a bag. In a bag, 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 bag. In a bad mood, a bad mood, a bad mood. Bad, 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 bad.
What can I say about that? Heywood, where do you get the inspiration for your songs?
Listening to this show, I think really it's a...
Oh, okay. Well, where do you get the inspiration for this?
They just pop into my head. I really need a filter, I think is the problem.
Sounds like you're seriously warped, like my friend Cindy Funk and I. Watch out. Don't get too close to her. Keltoid will rub off on you.
Yeah, really.
You got another?
I got tons of songs. Here's a song. This is called Springtime in the Midwest. I want to dance a hoochie-coochie on the shores of Old Dubuque and watch a Mississippi River roll by. I love to see the levee straining when the rain comes a-raining and the river starts to rise. Standing on the bridge just wondering whose house that is floating down to New Orleans. These are the things I love best of all at the semi-annual Flood of the Century, a festival. When we first moved to Floodplain Lane, the agent guy could not explain the muddy line above the drapes. Oh, why a rowboat or canoe was tied to every chimney flue. Here in beautiful Sun Pumpa States, if you help me with my scuba gear, I'll dive down and grab a beer from the submerged kitchen fridge. These are the things I love best of all at the semi-annual Flood of the Century, a festival. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I spells Mississippi. I-P-P-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-M spells I-P-S-S-I-M. Well, there'll be sandbag tossing on the bank, a ride, a floating propane tank, and don't forget the cows on houses. While you're waiting on your car roof for a helicopter trip, try delicious Mississippi sushi on a stick, or guess which coffin pops out of its watery hole in a game of cemetery, a whack-a-mole. These are things I love best of all at the semi-annual Flood of the Century, drain off eventually, Flood of the Century, a festival.
Way to go. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a little bit of break. Not so much for your sake, but for my sake and Cindy's. It's very hard to quit not laugh out loud.
That's what I'm hoping.
We're in the studio.
Don't laugh during the show.
Oh, okay. Let me do a little work.
Well,
here,
you
okay?
Live it up. It's your show.
Hello, I'm Cindy Funk, host of The Dear Green Place. My job on Saturdays is to bring you the best music I can find. Jigs, reels, and songs from Scotland, England, Ireland, and more. Music to bring a smile to your face and a lilt to your step every week. Join me this Saturday at 3 p.m. for our trip to The Dear Green Place.
Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and the University of Dayton and Marion's Piazza, presenting Celebration of the Arts at the Schuster Center on April 1st at 8 p.m., showcasing music, theater, dance, and visual arts. all by the University of Dayton students. Complimentary tickets are at 228-3630 or ticketcenterstage.com. And my good friend Cindy Funk wants to ask Mr. Haywood Banks a question.
Hey, Haywood.
No, you can't borrow my ladder.
This is not a step.
Oh, okay.
You're a good friend of Ohio. You come down to Ohio all the time. You're a Michigan boy.
Yes.
And you spend a lot of time. You usually come down to this area once or twice a year?
It's twice a year.
Fall and spring.
I play at Wiley's, yeah.
And there's a good friend of yours that resides by the highway, or at least used to reside by the highway along I-75,
yes.
North of Cincinnati, south of here. There was a gigantic statue at a church down there. You want to sort of give us a little background on the beginning of that story? And it's become one of your big hits.
It was a 60-foot statue of a man from his chest up. So it was basically 120-foot tall man coming up out of the expressway with his arms outstretched. So consequently, your initial reaction the first time you saw the first time you saw the statue and who the statue was the same word. You'd be driving along peacefully and you see this, you go, Jesus! It was it's owned by the Solid Rock Baptist Church, a big mega pole barn church there. One of the biggest lawn ornaments, I think, in the world. And they have all kinds of lawn ornaments down there. The preacher and his wife owned neon coconut trees and herds of giraffes and waving cowboys and horses rearing up that haven't been fixed. And, you know, just all – it's really an exercise in good taste. And they had a big swap meet there called Trader's World, so I guess Judas has a place there too, so that's kind of nice. So this is a you want me to play this song?
You know that statue was hit by lightning and burned to the ground?
Yeah, I have a verse about that.
They rebuilt it?
Oh, yes.
And this time they put a lightning rod in his head?
It's the old parable, you don't fool Jesus twice. I think it was St. Paul's epistle to the Pythians, where he talked about that. He makes him, you know, kind of looks like the alfalfa, you know, with that lightning rod coming up.
So you going to play this song?
Yes, I am. Here we go. In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision next to the expressway. Was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air. Looked like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair. Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus. Jesus, I can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord. Well, you see him from his chest up, like he's about to do a backflip, like he scored a touchdown, or maybe melting or about to drown. You know, I've been to the state fair, I seen a calf made out of golden corn, John Boehner out of Colby cheese, and the Virgin out of olives. Big butter Jesus. Sing with me, guys. Come on. Sweet cream Jesus. Oh, country fresh Jesus. Unsalted, unsalted Jesus. Oh, promise Jesus. Imperial Jesus. Can't believe it. Can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord. Probably into the microphone would help. I don't know if you're familiar how this works here. Shipped in pieces on a flatbed, staring backwards was his big head. Drivers caught in traffic backups, desperately avoiding eye contact. Well, don't you make no graven images. I think it's one of the Ten Commandments. I hope the grading curve is kindly to get into heaven with a 90. Big butter Jesus, sing with me, sweet cream.
Sweet cream Jesus.
Oh, country fresh. Unsalted.
Unsalted.
Oh, promise. Oh, promise, Jesus. Imperial. Imperial Jesus. Can't believe it. I can't believe it's not Jesus. Only, oh, Lord. Well, about 4 years ago this coming June, I woke up on a beautiful spring day, and there were 150 or 200 messages on my cell phone of people telling me that I had to write a new verse to the song. This is the reason and the verse here. Big butter Jesus got hit by lightning, and it burned to its frame wire in a giant grease fire. Some blamed it on Satan, and boy, that would be frightening. But I think it's Jesus' Father who's in charge of the lightning. Big fireball Jesus, extremely flammable Jesus, oh, charbroiled Jesus, whoop-ah Jesus, extra crispy Jesus, bananas Foster Jesus, holy smoke, it's Jesus, charcoal is some more, holy smoke, it's Jesus. Holy, oh, Lord.
Something like that. It's early in the day.
Well, I tell you, being in the studio with this gentleman is not the easiest thing to do. I also, like I said, a lot of people have said, why don't you write another verse afterwards? You got a reason for that?
Well, it's the song is already basically the Edmund Fitzgerald.
You
know,
okay.
So it's, you know, how long can you go on? You know, I mean, yeah, they did after the statue got hit by lightning, of course, the preacher released a statement basically, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, saying that we're not going to take this as a sign from heaven because that would be ridiculous to believe in that kind of thing. So they got $500,000, evidently, in insurance, and as a church, they couldn't think of where else they'd rather spend $500,000 than on a new lawn ornament, so they ordered a new one, and luckily the same fifth grader that designed the first one was still available. No offense to any fifth graders listening, but he was held back, I guess, and so they ordered a new statue, and the statue, as you were saying, Norm, the statue has been delivered with the lightning rod coming out of the back of its head, and its arms kind of straight out. So it kind of looks like the old Godzilla. You know, I mean, his arms straight out, you know, I mean, from the side, it kind of looks like Godzilla. And so, well, I guess it'd be Son of Godzilla. But they just before the statue got delivered, the preacher, of course, had a heart attack and died. Yeah. So I guess kind of makes you wonder, you know, was God saying, I don't know if you got my first memo. What part of hit by lightning don't you understand here?
And you're going to be at Wiley's tonight.
Yeah, I'll be Wiley's tonight. Protesters, if you want to line up. And yes.
Oh, hey. I'll tell you what. If you're out there and you've got free time tonight or tomorrow afternoon or tonight.
It's tonight. It's tonight at 7:30 and I think 10 o'clock are the two shows tonight. And then I have a 7:30 tomorrow.
And if you want a good laugh and you're out and about, that's the place to be.
And it's an all-ages show, so you can bring your kids. They're not my kids. You know what I'm saying, Norm?
Okay.
A ticket's a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Daddy, what's a colostomy? You know, these things come up. You know what I'm saying?
My friend Cindy Funk, you got another question you want to ask?
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can handle too much more here.
Let me play through. We've seen you perform so many times, Haywood, over the years, and I used to sit and watch you play and watch you sing and think seriously about what kind of music does he do when he's not on stage. And then, a couple of years ago, you came out with an album of great folk songs called Calamity Jane, and it's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Are you prepared to do any of that for us today?
Well, you know, I don't perform. I don't perform those songs.
It's a shame, really.
My wife Shirley Mitchell wrote the lyrics to the songs, and then I put the music to it, and then sang them
Well, I think Norm has just put in our favorite track off the album, which is The Bodai Tree.
Oh.
And from the minute I heard it, it's just like, this is really, really, just really special. Can you give us any background on that? And then we're going to play it for folks.
I get, Shirley just, she's an unstoppable writer. I wrote a new song. I wrote two new songs today. Oh, you know, because that means I have to write the music to them and record them. But she just handed me, and I just thought it was such a great little song that I just the music just kind of appears to these you know, to these lyrics.
Sounds like you're a lucky couple.
And I'll tell you what, let's play that tune right now and give you a chance to rest and give us. I'm telling you, Haywood, you had me laughing so hard my side hurts and tears are running down my eyes.
Go ahead.
So this will give me a chance to rest. So
All right.
here's from Dear Calamity Jane, here's The Bodai Tree.